Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this man came back to Rutgers, everybody was pumped up. That is Coach Chiano, the head coach of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and I want to chat with Coach now. Coach Tegan Tierney, welcome back to The Fan. How you doing?
Doing well, fellas. How are you?
Very well.
Yeah,
very
well. We're good, Coach. You know, the Rutgers program now in the Big Ten, it's been obviously a challenge. But when you came back, tell us your expectation of how long it would take to get this team up to par with the competition that you guys are facing. Obviously, it's a big conference now. But what was your expectation? Because it wasn't that way when you left.
Well, you're right, Tiki. I'll tell you, the league is a great league. It's where I always felt Rutgers belonged. So we're in the right place. But, you know, you know better than anyone. You have to accumulate talent.
Yes.
And in college football, you have to do it over a course of time because these are 18-year-old kids that are coming in. They have to get in the program. They have to get developed. So you have to fill the pipeline. And then once it starts coming out the other side, then things start to click. And we're getting close. Probably have about one more recruiting class to fill this pipeline. And I really like the trajectory. We're getting better. But, you know, what happens is over a long period of time, it kind of happens all of a sudden in college football.
Yeah. And I think part of it, Coach, starts with you. I mean, obviously your track record at Rutgers has been amazing. I remember the previous iteration, you know, there were parties for some of these games that you guys were playing. And I think the organization or the university expects that now. How different has it been to recruit the second time around at Rutgers, especially being in the Big Ten?
Well, I enjoy it. I mean, the recruiting is outstanding. I think the university's improved quite a bit since I left, just with the medical school coming back in and what they've done to the campus alone.
Yeah.
It was almost impossible. We put up so many buildings, the beautiful buildings on this campus, that it's something that is really, really neat to show off to the recruits.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Coach Greg Schiano, Rutgers, of course. I believe it's 100 days on the nose before you guys kick things off. And you know, back in the day, Coach, whether it was, you know, when you were first coming up the ranks as an assistant or when you were your first stop, you know, 1.0, if you will, at Rutgers, it was a different game. I mean, NILs, nobody knew what the heck that meant. They didn't exist. Yeah, kids would transfer, but it's a totally different game. The portal is basically collegiate free agency. You know, one of the things I've always respected about you is that you've always kept it real. I can't imagine on any level that you enjoyed the direction that the NCAA has taken. I'm not saying that it wasn't necessary on some level that these kids get paid, but it is. It's tough. It's tough for me. Is it tough for you as a coach?
It is really tough, but you're right. And I've always felt the players deserve more, and they deserve their share. What the problem, I believe, is that, you know, things just went from zero to no limits, no boundaries. And you can't do that. You know, pro sports has proven the only way it works is when you have a salary cap and you have a collective bargaining agreement. So if players are going to be paid, you know, they're saying it's for the name, image, and likeness. Well, the reality is it's about how well they are as players, you know, how well they play, and then their name, image, and likeness becomes more valuable. Now, people don't want to say that, but that's reality, right? So if you're going to have a system, you know, that's based on things like that, you need to have controls. And that's why the NFL works. You know, people say, well, Greg, it's like being in the NFL. I said, heck, it is. At least in the NFL, there's a contract, and you know what the limits are, and you know how long you have the player.
Yeah. Coach, there's a salary cap. You can only spend so much.
Well, you know what? It's a strange time. But as I always say, there's something under my desk that it says, if you don't like something, dot, 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 either change it or change the way you think about it.
Yeah.
And I want to coach, and I want to coach college football, so I have to change the way I think about it. And we are trying to be competitive in that space, but it is a challenge for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, you either adapt or you die out, and you're not going to let that happen. I understand that, even if you know you're a little resistant to the change from a concept point of view. You certainly know that you have to adapt, and I know that you are. But I know this. I do a lot of stuff with St. John's basketball. I mean, these potential transfers come in. It's not just about, you know, all right, let me see the facilities, which obviously matters. Let me see the schedule. All right, what's your path to get me to the NBA or the NFL in your case? Literally, one of the first things you talk about is money. And it's like, I don't know. It seems like a turnoff. Do you think that the young recruit now loves football the way they used to? Or is it partially chasing the money and they like football? Yeah.
You know what? I still think there's a lot of young people who love football. I do, and that's what it takes to play here. Like it, guys don't do so well here. So we really look hard to find the love it guys.
Yeah.
Now, if they can make some money too, that's good. And like I said, I agree with that. We just need to get it under control. But I'm excited. We got a great group of guys on our team, and they're coming back Monday night to start summer school and summer training, and can't wait to get them back here.
You know, Coach, one of the things that I've always thought, Rutgers could be a program that really thrives because there's so much talent in New Jersey. Like, a lot of these kids are stars, and they go other places. I mean, hell, Ron Dayne, you know, whatever you think about his NFL career, in college, he was the greatest running back we've ever seen. Nobody would ever break his rushing record, but he's a New Jersey kid. How do you get the New Jersey stars, these kids, how do you get them to stay in state and go to the State University of New Jersey, which is Rutgers?
Well, you know, we showed last time that we could do it, and we have some really good players on our roster now from New Jersey.
Yeah.
But to me, it's more about getting the right players for Rutgers. I don't care where they're from. We're going to recruit New Jersey and New York first and foremost every year. That's our backyard. But you have to go put a team together. And you know, Tiki, it takes all kinds, all different shapes, sizes, and we're going to do that. And the one thing that we're not going to lack for is evaluation, which I think is a key part of it that sometimes gets overlooked. We got to evaluate them first and make sure they're the right guys for Rutgers football. Not necessarily the right guys for everybody else, but that fit into what we want, and then they're love it guys. And I believe it starts here, but we got to go elsewhere as well, and we're doing that. And I really love the way our recruiting is going, the direction it's going. Big period coming up now, you know, different than when you were coming out. The visits happen mostly in the summer now.
That's right.
We'll have some gigantic recruiting weekends coming up in June. Which is actually nice to have nice weather to do it instead of freezing your butts off. But
you can't show them the game. You can't show them the game day experience, which I think is what's part of it. It's one of the reasons I went to UVA, the game day experience with the sundresses. I loved all
that
stuff.
They've changed a lot at Rutgers. They've done a great job there.
How much of the portal do you look at, Coach? You know, the transfer portal has got, I mean, whatever you think about it, it is what it is. How much of that do you look at?
Yeah, we use the, you know, I use it very much like free agency. You try to fill holes in your current roster. I don't think you build your program that way. Some people can. I don't believe you do. And not if you're trying to build something to sustain for a long period of time. You know, I think you build a culture with young kids that you bring in here. But every team's got holes, has got deficiencies. I think we did a great job this year in being very selective in the portal and coming away with some key guys. The key is not only to get the right ones, but make sure you keep the ones on your team.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street. And, you know, we've been blessed so far, and it's a day-to-day thing. You just got to keep working.
You know, your previous stint at Rutgers, you had ended in 11. I think 11 was the last season. Then you went to the NFL. You're there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're there with my brother. Ohio State was part of the process, then the Patriots. What did you learn from those stops, in particular in the NFL, about you and how your coaching style and what's going to work your second time around, going into your fourth year now, the second time around here at Rutgers?
You know, a lot of things in all those experiences, as well as raising my wife and I raising four kids. So, you know, you get to see your own kids become teenagers, then college-age students, and then college graduates. Meanwhile, you're coaching in the National Football League. You see those guys, how that hierarchy works and that structure. And then go to a place like Ohio State and really, you know, one of the elite programs. And it was good. It was all good experiences, stuff that I could take from each stop. Probably none more than raising my own four kids. But I'll tell you what, it's exciting to do it. I love getting up and coming to work. And you mentioned your brother, man. Awesome, awesome player. And I learned a lot from him. I really enjoyed coaching him. Now going into the Hall of Fame, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited for him.
And you should be next, man. I ain't kidding you. When you look at, you know, few people know it, 10,000 rushing, 5,000 receiving, and 1,000 returning. No one's ever done that in the National Football League.
So I'm appreciate
start
that,
Coach. I'm going to start the tiki for the gold jacket right here.
Hold on a second, Coach.
Scream it from New Jersey,
well,
Coach.
Listen, you can keep screaming it, but listen, I take that as I take that personally when you say you're going to start it. His partner started that a while ago, my man. You can join in. You're behind me, Coach, all right?
All right. Well, I'm on a good team then.
That's right. There you go, Coach Chiano. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, dude.
Hey, Coach, looking forward to this season, man. Good luck to you.
Hey, fellas, one thing before I jump here, all right? It would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to all the people. You know, this weekend that we all think of as the start of summer, right? Memorial Day weekend, right? There's a lot of people that gave the ultimate sacrifice so we can do this. So I just want to tip my hat and say thank you to all those people.
Absolutely, Coach.
Hey,
it is,
man.
Memorial Day for a reason. Thank you,
no
Coach.
Doubt. Thank you, Coach.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right, there you go. Greg Chiano, head coach of Rutgers football.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.